time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Welcome to Mining Stock Daily. I'm Kylie Williams, filling in for Trevor Hall, who is in Zurich at the Gold Forum Europe this week. Lucky him. Today is Monday, April the 8th. Price of gold last week jumped $105, closing the week at $2,345, as the yellow dog relentlessly trades higher, likely signaling bad events unfolding but not yet publicly visible. Silver jumped $2.60 or 10.4%, closing the week at $27.50 as it pushes towards $30. Making the move in the metals more remarkable is the way they snapped back after an aggressive effort to push them lower on the COMEX when the non-farm payroll hit the tape. Usually gold and silver get bludgeoned on Fridays, particularly on non-farm payroll report Fridays. The mining stocks generically rose 7% per GDX, but the rally is primarily confined to the most profitable mid-cap and large-cap stocks. The Mining Stock Journal commented that it can't recall a time in 23 years of studying, researching, and trading the precious metal sector that the prices of gold and silver have been this resilient to price control efforts after a sharp move higher that leaves gold and silver technically vulnerable to a price ambush on the COMEX. We'll get to the news from the miners and explorers in just a moment, but first, a word from today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, Canada, including the flagship McMillan Pass project, a large zinc, lead, silver deposit, and the MacTung project, one of the largest and highest grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with Indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Ascot Resources announced today the commencement of ore processing at the Premier Gold Project located on Nisga Nation treaty lands in the prolific Golden Triangle of northwestern British Columbia. Rock was introduced into the grinding circuit of the mill on March 31, 2024. As is customary for processing plant startups, waste rock was initially introduced into the grinding circuit in order to pad the semi-autogenous grinding or sag and ball mill liners with barren material. Once that commissioning step was completed, the grinding system was retorqued and gold-bearing ore was introduced into the mill on April 5, 2024. Derek White, President and CEO, commented that, quote, "Most project construction activities are substantially completed and commissioning activities are ongoing throughout the processing plant with the aim of pouring first gold this month," end quote. Ascot Resources trade on the TSX as AOT and on the OTCQX as AOTVF. Pan American Silver released results from the ongoing infill and geotechnical drill program at its La Corada Skarn project in Zacatecas, Mexico. Eight new drill holes, totaling 8,101 meters, returned additional wide intercepts from the 902 mineralized zone on the western part of the La Corada Skarn. Drill hole U121-22 returned the highest grade interval to date, with 22.5 meters at 1,435 grams per ton silver, 31.93% lead, and 20.49% zinc. Pan American trade on the New York Stock Exchange as PAAS and on the TSX also as PAAS. Endurance Gold announced plans to mobilise crews in early May to initiate its 2024 exploration field program at the Reliance Gold property in southern British Columbia. This road-accessible 5,444-hectare property is located 4 kilometres east of Gold Bridge and 10 kilometres north of the historic Brelon Pioneer Gold Mining Camp, which has produced over 4 million ounces of gold. The proposed 2024 program, comprising up to 10,000 metres of diamond drilling on the fully permitted Royal Shear Trend, is designed to expand the gold zones discovered within that structure at depth and along strike. Endurance Gold trade on the TSXV as EDG, on the OTC Pink as ENDGF, and on the FSE as 3EG. Speaking of southern British Columbia, there may be some additional news out of companies operating in that part of the world this week as the KEG Conference and Trade Show, hosted by the Kamloops Exploration Group, kicks off tomorrow in Kamloops. Visit keg.bc.ca for more information. Patriot Battery Metals announced the remaining core assay results for drill holes completed in September to November 2023 at the CV13 and CV9 spodumene pegmatites. The Corvette property, wholly owned by the company, is located in EU Itzchi, James Bay region of Quebec. The remaining 20 drill holes completed in 2023 at the CV13 spodumene pegmatite are reported today. These holes primarily target the near surface and down dip extension of the principal pegmatite body along its western and eastern limbs. Results are highlighted by the drill holes CV23-311, which returned 28.7 metres at 1.49% lithium oxide, including 20.4 metres at 2.03% lithium oxide, and represents a newly discovered zone at shallow depth, approximately 135 metres vertical depth from surface. This is the widest mineralized drill intercept reported to date from CV13. Patriot trade on the TSX as PMET, on the ASX also as PMT, and on the OTCQX as PMETF, and on the FSE as R9GA. Inflection Resources provided results of the various geophysical surveys completed on the Duck Creek project in New South Wales, Australia today. All surveys were conducted as part of a multi-year exploration agreement with AngloGold Ashanti, announced in June 2023. The next phase of Duck Creek holes will have been defined by combining data from the ANT, magnetic and gravity surveys with drill hole sample geochemistry and alteration identified in Inflection drill core. Inflection trade on the CSE as AUCU, on the OTCQB as AUCUF, and on the FSE as 5VJ. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.